Hello and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Friday, the 31st of July, and what a special episode of Daily Dits do we have for you today, because Daily Dits is on the road. That's right. We are here in JFC Brunsum today, and I'm so excited because we're here for a very interesting event, but we'll get onto that very shortly. So JFC Brunsum, if you aren't aware of what that is, it's an operational HQ for NATO. It's one of three. There's JFC Brunsum, there's JFC Naples, and there's JFC Norfolk. And there are 30 allied nations and partner nations that are based here, spanning across all three services and NATO civilians. JFC Brunsum has been here for nearly six decades. Well, they are celebrating 60 years next year since it started hosting nations in 1967. And what's quite exciting is that BFBS Germany broadcast to JFC Brunsum as well. That's why I'm here. And what a wonderful opportunity I've had to drive across the border and come and see what JFC Brunsum is all about. Speaking of driving, I only made one wrong turn, which is so unlike me, and I actually made good time for once. But it was so nice to be welcomed by the team at JFC Brunsum. The NSC team, which are the national support element, welcomed me in with open arms with tea and biscuits. Biscuits aplenty. And one of the reasons why we're all here is because King's Camp is being held this week. It's a summer programme. It's a UK-based charity that provides sporting activities during school holidays. King's Camp expanded their services to military kids in the UK, and it's now gone international to support service families overseas. In fact, they were in shape last week, and now they're here in the Netherlands. But before we get on to the good stuff of King's Camp, my trip to the NSC yesterday was really lovely, and one of the first people that I spoke to was WO1 Lou Bolt. She's the UK head of location at JFC Brunsum, and it was really good to chat to her about life here.
We're obviously a NATO base, so we support operations across our area of Europe. So we have a lot of people up in the HQ building, which are the people that we support on a day-to-day basis for their administration. So here in the NSE, so that's the national support element, we are the first line support for pay, allowances, welfare, and also community support throughout the Netherlands.
Can you just tell me a little bit about your role, Louise?
Basically, I head that up. So I have a team. So in our HR area, we have a team of five, and that's headed up by Sergeant Pamela Parsons, who is our chief clerk. We also have two community support liaison officers who try and get out and about as much and put on as much as they can. And we also have a hive officer who provides advice and support on the local area and just kind of helps people in general, really.
So you've been here for 7 months. Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I'm having a really, really good time. It's such a lovely area. And I was actually stationed here back in 2008. I did 2 years up in the HQ building. So it's very kind of familiar in a way. It's nice to kind of come back. The area is beautiful. There's so much to do as well. Yeah, it's just a great place to be, really.
And what have been some of your personal highlights whilst you've been here?
I think learning to snowboard is a big one for me because it's something I've kind of never thought that I would really be very good at. And I'm quite fortunate that there's a number of people here that are very good at snowboarding, and they've been kind enough to give me some lessons and some tips, which has been really nice.
And finally, King's Camp. How do you think the kids are feeling ahead of King's Camp?
Yeah, I think they've had an absolutely great time. I think it's been an amazing week for them. And yeah, everything I've heard has been really positive. And I'm sure they're looking forward to tomorrow and also getting their little goodie bags and everything at the end.
I mean, who would have thought it? In the Netherlands, that so many people would be interested in skiing and snowboarding. In fact, on the journey over here, myself and Nessa, one of our broadcast engineers, we drove past so many signs that pointed us in the direction of a snow dome. Now, I know that I'm technically here at JFC Brunsum to, you know, represent BFBS and be a part of King's Camp, but do we really think anybody would notice if I scooted myself off and went skiing for a little bit? I don't know if I'd get away with it, though. Speaking of King's Camp, I wanted to find out what on earth I was getting myself involved in. I was ever so slightly nervous. Jade, station manager Jade at BFBS Germany, was like, Lauren, you're going to have a great time. There's going to be lots of kids screaming. And I was like, oh no, how is that going to go down? Have I got enough ibuprofen to get myself through this weekend? But I managed to speak to one of the senior community development officers, and she's actually based in Shape. This is how much of a big deal King's Camp is. They're coming across borders to be here. And she works with the global support organisation. Zach Youssef sat down with me to talk about her role and why King's Camp is so important.
So my day job, usually I'm at Shape. But what we do is work really closely with the community liaison officers to support our communities to feel informed, active and connected within their local communities. So one of the ways that we're doing that today is in partnership with King's Camps, who have been delivering summer activities for our UK children and young people. This is the third year of their programme. Yeah, so we're very delighted that we've been able to welcome approximately 74 children and young people, both across Shape the last 2 weeks and then here in Brunsum this week. The programme has been made possible through the very generous support and funding from a few different people. The Royal Air Force's Benevolent Fund, the Army Central Fund, the Royal Navy, of course, the Mons Community, there's quite a long list, I'm sorry, the Mons Community Fund, the GSO, of course, and BFBS yourselves. Your support has enabled us to significantly subsidise the cost of the King's Camps, which make them super accessible for our military families. Really looking forward to it. It's great to see our young people having fun, learning new skills, and maybe we'll take part.
So Zach, what can we expect from King's Camp? Because I don't even know what I'm going into.
Okay, so lots of enthusiasm, lots of physical activity, lots of passion. I think you will probably hear them before you see them. but yeah, just adventure. That's what you will see, I think, tomorrow.
And she was right. Adventure is what I have seen. And what a day I have had so far here at JFC Brunsum. They have been getting involved in all sorts of sporting activities. They've been involved in an obstacle course, which I also took part in, along with broadcast engineer Nessa. Feel free to check out the video that is on the BFBS Germany social media, because I won. And the kids have been doing dodgeball this morning. In fact, I accidentally got involved in a game of dodgeball. I wasn't even playing, but apparently I got out, which wasn't great. But the kids seem to have a lot of fun with it. There's been energy, there's been excitement, there's been adventure, there's been giddiness. And I managed to chat to some of these incredible kids, who are extremely competitive, by the way, to see what they had to say about King's Camp so far this week. What is your name?
Indy.
Rosie.
Isla.
Ava.
And what has been your favourite bit about King's Camp?
Bouncing the ball into the hoop.
My favourite bit was Wednesday, because we play with the wall again.
Bouncing the ball up super duper high and throwing the hoop at the wall.
Playing games.
What games?
Freeze tag.
Freeze tag? I can remember playing this when I was younger. Have you enjoyed King's Camp?
Yeah!
I was right when I said giddiness, wasn't I? They have absolutely loved it so far. And what is coming up sort of this afternoon is the King's Games. So the kids will be sort of participating, competing in front of their families, their parents. They're all coming to support and watch them. And they'll be getting involved in various activities and sort of showcasing to their parents what it is that they've been up to all week. And what a wonderful opportunity King's Camp is for these military kids. It's a shared experience for all of them. And it's a brilliant way for them to stay active and for mum and dad to still continue their work in the military if that's what they are doing, or even give mum and dad some time for themselves to enjoy the summer break together. We all know how important that is as well. And it's so rewarding. They have loved every single second of it. And I reckon they're probably going to be quite sad to say goodbye to King's Camp at the end of the week. And what is incredibly exciting is that we're actually going live from JFC Brunsum today. We're doing an hour live radio show, which is incredible because I've never done anything like this before. So I think this is going to be incredibly exciting. And what a brilliant, brilliant experience it has been here in JFC Brunsum. And I do just want to take a moment to thank every single person at the NSC who has helped us and facilitated us to be here and to be a part of King's Camp and to put on a live broadcast, to record the Daily Dits podcast and to even take part in an obstacle course. It has been a pleasure and we are so, so glad that you invited us over to be a part of this. Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, it's Friday, so you know what that means. There's a brand new episode of The Lobby, our amazing esports podcast. You can join Jonah Jupp, Danny G and Owen, aka Psycho, on the newest instalment of The Lobby, wherever you get your podcasts. Well, thank you so much for joining us for a very special episode of The Daily Dits on the road at JFC Brunsum. I've been Lauren Mitchell and I'll see you on Monday.